Welcome. We're live from Canton, North Carolina at the Diamonds on the River Complex. And a storm is brewing. The clouds are over the complex here, but the storm is brewing, Rhonda, because this is an all-important game as the two best teams in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference are going to meet to settle up who's going to be the outright regular season conference champion. Hi, folks. This is Chuck Fiebernitz with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. And Rhonda, this is just kind of just the fitting in of a wonderful regular season, but you just as ironic as it can be, the two best teams meet on the final day.
I would have never thought at the beginning of the year that this would come down to this. I would have thought it would have been Franklin Pisgah, but I would have been wrong. But, yes, this is, for the, as the prognosticators say, for the whole enchilada, the whole cookies. I mean, this is it right here. And this is a huge game for these girls, and it's going to come down to two things. One is which one the pressure's not got to, because Pisgah's young, but Bavard's also got some young ones. And number two, who makes the least mistakes?
Well, Rhonda, it's a like we said, it's an important game, and you know, there are playoffs in the future for both teams, but both teams want that crown. They want to have that regular season champion championship trophy to put into their showcase. But here's an important thing. That championship has eluded these Pisgah Blackbears for the last 4 years.
Yeah, even when we won the state championship.
And it's been a long time. I don't think Bavard's ever had this. So Bavard has their best team in school history, and it looks like the Pisgah Blackbears have a very good team. But somebody's going to go away from this field disappointed.
And that's the reason I said, let's see which one the pressure gets to. The pressure in a situation like this, when you know that you're out on that field playing for the whole thing, and it's going to depend on who's been there before. Pisgah's been in this position before. They have, but Bavard has never been in this position before. So who's the pressure going to get to? If I was betting, if you was back in Las Vegas and I was betting, I would say put your money on Pisgah because they're a more seasoned veteran team. They played the tougher schedules and stuff. They've played the tougher teams. They've been to these games and won them by one run and stuff. So, you know, when it gets down to that last inning, who's going to come up with a big hit is going to be it. And it could be that Bavard comes in here with, you know, hey, we ain't got nothing to lose and everything to gain because they've already finished higher than they were projected to finish anyway. You know, we were hoping that when we were playing Smoky Mountain that they might get snake bit by North Henderson, but no, they beat North Henderson. And in that game, Avery was 3 of 4. And a home run, Bate and Bailey went 3 of 4. Harbin and Bird were 2 of 3. So they beat them 8 to 4. So, but they were playing at Bavard. So we've got to play good defense. This is going to be the game that, you know, you always hear this, defense wins championships. I think today, defense, whoever has the best defense, and the reason we beat them at Bavard was because they made mistakes. And Serena had said after the pregame that they've seen a few weaknesses in them. Their corners, their outfield's really good. You got Hemphill and Avery out there, so they're fast, they're quick. You're not going to get, if you get it in there, you're going to have to, it's either going to be over the fence or very shallow that they can't get it. But their corners on the infield are weak. Their right fielder's weak. So that means that you, and that's the ones that made the mistake in the game. The shortstop, Peyton Bailey, strong. So you know that in that area, you're not going to be able to get nothing up there. So you've got to be able to play and keep hitting.
Well, Rhonda, the Black Bears have had a busy week, and it's sort of like an up and down week. They started off Monday in that traumatic 1-0 win against Inca, and then they had sort of like a snoozer of a game on Tuesday against Smoky Mountain. And then the bottom line is that now we're here Thursday for the regular season finale for all the marbles, if you want to use that term.
All the marbles.
Where is this Pisgah's mental state for this game?
I think they're ready for it. They've been wanting a conference, and mostly Mahala Urban. She's a 4-year senior. She's been behind the plate all 4 years, but she's never won a conference championship. She won a state championship, but she'd like to have one more crown to add to that before she leaves Pisgah. Now, you can't blame the kid. She's played hard all her. She's been a good asset to the team, but that young lady can play ball. And I know she's struggling at the bat, but at the plate, her defense is tremendous.
Well, and that's the thing I wanted to bring up. That you have the, you know, the pulse of this team, and we have seen Mahala Irvin play for this her fourth year as a starting catcher. Talk, if you will, about this. You know, we've not seen her struggle for, you know, we've seen her a couple games, but this is a 2 week long slump where it keeps every game. It seems like she's getting deeper and deeper and deeper in the hole. Are the coaches concerned?
Serena talked to her after the game because last against Smoky Mountain, because she's holding her head down. And Serena told her basically, says, you know what you're doing wrong. Quit listening to everybody. Go out there and fix it. You know,
that's good advice by Coach Goodwin.
Yeah, and she said, you know, you just can't. She also told her this. She said, your persona on the field, these girls watch. You're a senior. When you go down holding your head down, you're frustrated, then it's going to relay to them. She said, you've got to be a leader. And she says, you got to be the one that keeps everybody pumped up, even though you might be struggling. Don't let it show. And I thought that was great advice from Coach Goodwin. And you know what? You got two good pitchers going inside the mound today. You got Cassie Gilbert, I've been watching too much baseball over the last 2 days. You got Cassie Gilbert going inside the circle. It's leading Western North Carolina with a .86 ERA. You got Callie Kirkendall, that's fourth in Western North Carolina, with a 1.14. Now, granted, hers has went up in the last couple of days, or last couple of weeks, because her defensive let her down. But that's still going to be two good pitchers there. And Cassie Gilbert's a freshman, so let's see if the pressure gets to Cassie. And Callie is a Leatherwood. She's got it in her blood. And you know what? Coach Leatherwood has prepped her very well for this game.
Well, folks, we're going to take a break, pay for this show. So when we come back, we'll have more of our pregame show. And the Western North Carolina Championship on the line between the Brevard Blue Devils and the Pisgah Black Bears. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, we do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, we do the picking. Go to the Green Inn, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Diamonds on the River complex here in Canton, North Carolina. Overcast day, temperatures a little over 61 degrees. We have an extended pregame ceremony going on right now with the seniors. It is senior day, but more importantly, this is what we call Championship Thursday, because the two teams playing out here are playing for something very special. Rhonda highlighted it the last two pregame shows of, you know, the team that gets that number one seed for the 2A playoffs is sitting in the catbird seat. And, you know, and then you're playing for an outright conference championship, which has eluded the Pisgah Blackbears for the last 4 years. Thank you, Franklin, for that.
Yeah.
And Chelsea Stanfield down at North Carolina State. However,
yeah.
Rhonda, we, before we broke away for our messages and our, and, our commercials and that, we were talking about the health, the mental health, and where this team is at. This week was sort of an up and down week. You know, I mean, it was a very good game Monday against Inca, hard fought. And again, snoozer Tuesday. Talk about that.
You know, I think Serena didn't come out and say this after her pregame. You know, we talked after the game against Smoky Mountain. But I said, do you really think that the girls were looking forward to Brevard, knowing that was going to be the matchup? And she said she really couldn't say, but she didn't think so. She said they're just not that kind of team. And I said, you know, but I still think, honestly, deep down in my heart, I think that they were looking forward to Brevard because they knew how big a game this was. But they lost a little bit of focus, and then they came back in that game against Smoky Mountain and won it. But you can't – I think this team is ready for this. I really do, mentally. After that meeting they had with each other at North Henderson, I think that's been what's been missing. They said they ironed out some issues that they had, you know, and I think that this team is all on one page again, and that's what they need to be. The bats will come. They will come. Serena keeps saying, hit the ball. You're hitting the ball. It's going to somebody, but somebody's going to make a mistake sooner or later. And she's right. Somebody will make a mistake. It happened in the Inca game, and it could possibly happen today. So they got to keep hitting the ball. They can't. They've got to be patient at the plate. You try to tell them, it's like the Army, hurry up and wait. You know, you tell them to be patient at the plate, but go for their pitch. So they've got to be patient, but they've got to be aggressive.
I was listening to Major League Baseball Network this afternoon, and they had a guy on. It's qualityatbats.com, and he was talking about how this will break, this game will break you mentally, because what we do all the time is focus in on batting averages instead of focusing in on quality hits. And what happens is you have to manage your, you know, the hitting, you have to manage through the process, not the end result. And what happens, for example, is that, you know, a couple games ago, Shelby Tomasi just hit one of the hardest hit balls through the middle. Perfect swing, perfect contact, everything was aligned. I mean, you want to take a picture of that and see it over and over and over. But, and she got a base hit, because, I mean, it was scored so hard. But what if Myra Tom, you know, just reached up and hauled it in? Mm-hmm. She's got an out. We're going to take a break, and we'll finish our thoughts with the Star Spangled Banner, ladies and gentlemen. To finish that thought is that we are so driven with the end result, and that is when a kid comes off, it's how many hits you got, what's your batting average.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of the process is how many quality at-bats did you have today in the game. And so what has happened is that just use Miggy Tabasi was that if the girl for Troutman reaches up and hauls that in, she's out. That was a perfect quality at-bat, but yet she's walking out with no hits. you know, or possibly an Ofer taking the collar. Mm-hmm. And so then all of a sudden, we're driven, you have panic. This guy is working with Major League Baseball hitters who are struggling at the plate to try them to get focused off of the hits or the batting average and get with how many, you know, getting to think in the process of putting together quality at bats every game. Instead of saying how many hits, how many quality at bats?
Well, that makes sense, and that makes why Serena keeps telling them to hit the ball in play and put it in play.
My point is, Mahala Irvin, she's coming off hitless, but asking her not how many hits you got, how many quality at bats have you put in that game? Mm-hmm. If you start focusing on the process, you'll have quality at bats. Hits will come.
Oh yeah.
But this is where the game will break you.
Yeah.
And humble you, yeah, if you let it.
I agree totally. And, you know, Serena's going to start her seniors today, and I agree with that, but don't be surprised if she don't pull one pretty soon in the game because of the eye issues, not being able to see the ball clearly, but your outfield's going to line up like this. You're going to have Taylor Gallion in center, and right, you're going to have Casey Brown, and in left, you're going to have Michaela Tipton. And in the infield, you're going to have the same old routine, Tomasi and Hudson at short, Presley at second, and Lotrinko at first. And inside the circle, we're going to go with Callie Kirkendall, and behind the plate was old reliable Red herself, Mahala Irvin.
Well, that's the way they go. Rhonda, thanks for the lineup on the defensive side. We've had the meeting at home plate with the managers.
Actually, behind it.
Behind home plate. Callie Kirkendall has completed her warm-up tosses. And Quisha Avery, this fine center fielder for Bovard, ready to go. A little cool afternoon, hovering a little bit over 60 degrees, overcast, and again, a storm is brewing right here. So we're ready to go for some championship softball from the Diamonds on the River complex here in Canton, North Carolina. Home plate umpire gets his mask set. He's checking everybody. And we're about ready to go as Kirkendall gets to the slab inside the circle, and we're ready for our first pitch of the ball game. Low for a ball.
And LaQuisha's batting. She's the second highest batter on the team. She's batting .444. Good leadoff hitter. That's what you want. You want your leadoff hitter with a high average.
We have seen LaQuisha Avery for many years here and just outstanding out in center field.
Yeah, it's hard to...
Swung on, lifted down the third baseline, and falls safely in foul territory. That'll be the first strike on Aquisha. Evens the count at 1-1 as Mahala Irvin hands her in a good gesture of sportsmanship her bat as she gets back into the batter's box. These two teams really want this, but they also respect each other. Kirkendall ready to go as it's bunted down the third baseline. Tomasi's got it to throw over to first, not in time, as the speedster, Aquisha Avery, shows off her speed and gets on first. And that's the one person you and I both talked about. This young lady, followed by this batter right now, Peyton Bailey, are the two we worry about in this ballgame.
Peyton Bailey is batting .397. She's kind of dropped her average a little bit in the last couple of weeks, but she's capable of hitting at any time.
Leadoff hitter on with a bunt single down the third baseline. First pitch is low in the dirt. Nice pickup by Irvin, keeping Avery over at first base. You know that youngster over at first for Bovard's thinking about taking second, just looking for her opportunity here.
Yeah, speed kills, and she's got it.
Wind blowing out from foul pole to right field foul as the ball's in the dirt, gets away from Irvin, and Avery will motor down to second base. So she did not take it by a steal. She took it by a wild pitch.
And it was a good decision by Irvin not to pick it up and try to throw it and try to get her out because she's already about halfway there.
And already jitters, it appears, to be on the Pisgah side as Bovard, although we haven't seen them play the field, look to be the calm team. And, Rhonda, you mentioned about, hey, we have nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that's the way they're going to play. Bailey lays down a bunt and pushes it foul down the first baseline. We've seen Peyton Bailey last year as an outstanding softball player, but she is a three-sport athlete, great volleyball player, and also, Rhonda, basketball player.
Yeah, basketball. Yeah. That sport that I love so well.
Kirkendall ready to go. The 2-1 pitch swung on, and that's a base hit to left field. Avery had to hold as a throw to third to try and get Avery sliding in, picked up by Tipton. Avery had to make sure it went through, and then when it did, she broke the third, and Tipton came up throwing to Tomasi, but the throw was late. So back-to-back singles have runner on the corner for Brevard, and that'll bring up Jaxie Owen, the fine catcher for Brevard, batting in the three-hole. Nobody out, top of first.
He's leading the team with a .463 batting average.
Called strike as Bailey steals second, an uncontested or catcher indifference.
More Kefford's indifference with Avery on third. You don't want to throw it to second.
Absolutely. You got to play it safe here. Yeah. You got to fight yourself out of the jam. Here comes the next pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate and a tad bit high. So that will make the count at 1-1. Just joined us here on WPTL 920 AM or WPTLradio.net. It's in the top of the first, no score.
She's trying to keep the ball low so that if it's hit, it will be a grounder or a pop-up.
And she had that ball low that time, just a tad bit low, making the count now 2-1. Great crowd here to watch two teams fight for the championship. Here comes the pitch. Fouled off. So now the count moves to 2-2 on Jaxie Owen, the catcher in the three-hole. Nobody out. Runners at second and third for Brevard. On deck, the second baseman, Mackenzie McNeil. Kirkendall ready. Here comes her pitch. Cold strike three. Curveball caught the corner. She looks at it. So one out. Big pitch, Rhonda.
Oh, yeah, big pitch. By a cool customer. That kid's got ice water in her veins. I swear to goodness, she just keeps coming.
Mackenzie McNeil. Now looking to find some way, infield on the corners. They're playing in, back in the middle. Got the inside part, belt high, called strike, first pitch. So she gets McNeil in a hole, 0-1 here in the top of the first, no score, but Brevard threatening with runners at second and third. Kirkendall already tries to square around. And misses it as Irvin picked that up, and with the first look she made, Rhonda, was right over the third. Was Avery?
Where was Avery? Yeah, she's got Avery on the mind right now, and it ain't the county either.
Avery, one of the fastest softball players we've seen in a long time. We've seen a lot of them down in the state tournaments. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Strike three, blew the fastball by her, caught the corner, and she stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched it go by for out number two, and this is typical DNA of Kirkendall. Get in a jam and pitch herself out of it.
And she pitches low, she nibbles the corner, it's Greg Maddox up there pitching right now.
Jada Hemfield steps into the box, the left fielder, change up, grounder over to Nottie Hudson, can she get out? Throw over the first, she does, and that's all for Brevard. They strand two, and we move to the middle of the first inning. No score in this championship battle between Brevard Blue Devils and Pisgah Black Bears.
You know, Brevard's not known for their long ball hitting. They're known for their small ball because they have a lot of players that have a lot of RBIs, 28, 26, 23, 22, 17, 14, 12. So you look at that DNA right there. That means they play a lot of small ball. So what we need to focus on is making them hit the ground balls and getting them out. Granted, LaQuisha Avery is going to get her bases because she's so fast. Let her, you know, don't try to force the issue and make a bad throw. Play smart.
You know, the toughest person out on that field is a Mickey Tomasi. I would, you know, and you have to have a fearless third baseman against Avery. I'd bring her in right where they're warming up, maybe about 10, 15 feet from home plate, stand right there and say, go ahead, take your shot. Make my day.
Look at my black eye already. I ain't scared.
But you could only do it.
And
one
I told her when that black eye was looking a lot better Tuesday, I said, get some makeup. Yeah. We're going to doll it up. Be intimidating. Start growling.
No, we don't want to clear it up. We want that black eye all season long.
We
and everything.
Want it.
But bring Miggy standing right there looking at her. Yeah. Go ahead, bunny. Go ahead, slap it past me.
If you can get it past me, you deserve to make it to the base.
Absolutely. But, you know, she rarely, Aquisha Avery rarely pulls the ball. So you might want to throw a switch, bring Tomasi crowding up, keep your first baseman, you know, bring your first baseman up, bring your second baseman close to first, and then, you know, and then your shortstop playing in to, you know, to close the gap.
And you've got one of the best fielding pitchers that I know in the league right now, Callie Kirkendall. So if it goes around that circle, she's going to suck it up like a Hoover vacuum cleaner. So, you know.
Well, the fine freshman pitcher for Brevard, Casey Gilbert, has completed her warm-up tosses as the Blue Devils confer in the circle, the whole infield, and they break. It'll be Taylor Gallion, followed by Sheridan Presley here in the bottom of the first inning, no score. Gallion, the center fielder.
He's really had the hot bat lately.
First pitch swung on, off and fisted down the first baseline. One hot picked up by the first baseman, Katie Finnan, but it was foul. So Gallion, way behind on Gilbert's fastball, is in a hole 0-1. Swung on, lifted, center field, but that's going to be a can of corn for that young lady out in center. We've talked about her, and you will hear us call her name today, Aquisha Avery, who can roam out there with the best of them. So one out, and that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, our second baseman. Presley batting from the left-handed side. Freshman throws high and in tight, backed her up. Nice pitch right there. Presley crowding the plate. The young freshman pitcher wanted to back her off a little bit.
But she's going right back out there.
Swung on and turned on it, but turned on it way too early. Foul. Lined past the first base side.
Serena was doing the hop down there.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's her turn instead of Walt all the time.
Walt with a grin over there, giggling a little bit. Yeah, now you know how I felt for the last 2 years. So Presley will step back into the box, ready to go with a 1-1 count on her. One out, and here comes Gilbert's pitch, high and way back to the screen. Because she tried to elevate her fastball and got it a little too high. That will make the count 2-1. Bottom of first, no score. Presley batting in a 2-0. Here comes a pitch. Just missed outside and high. 3-1 is the count.
That catcher did the same thing the catcher was doing. Rolled her arm. I've never seen that before.
On deck is Mahala Irvin. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, lifted easily. In the infield, Peyton Bailey comes running in. She hauls that in. So two pop-ups, two outs. And the Achilles heel of the Piscot team dropping the back shoulder and popping the ball up is starting to appear here. And now it'll be Mahala Irvin, the number three hitter, catching today.
She's changed her stance in the box a little bit.
Swung on and fouled back. Nice swing by
it was a good swing.
Irvin. And again, for her, all we want to get her out of it is to constantly talk quality at-bats. Good swings, attacking, aggressing, attacking strikes. And not pulling back and trying to hit the ball over. Big swing and a miss. Chased one at the shoulders.
Rise ball, it kept going up. She seen it at one level and it kept going up at another.
0-2 count, and if she swung at that one, she'll probably be setting on another high one, as Gilbert is a smart pitcher, even though she is a freshman. Here comes a pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Waist pitch. Caught her.
Way outside. Even the catcher sat outside in the left-hand batter box.
Now, because she wasted it, and you hanging in there, now I'm looking for something high cheese right here. And she did get it, but it was outside.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're trying to elevate that pitch, you cannot, hitters can recognize elevation high and outside. You got to throw that pitch down the middle and high so they'll swing at it. So that's a 2-2 count on Irvin. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and off the fist, and that may drop, and it does. She gets a hit. Maybe that might be the spark that she needs to start on a hot streak. So Irvin, feeling good about herself. And that's going to bring up Miggy Tomasi.
She had set herself in the batter's box closer to the front, not back where she has been. And that may be one of the adjustments she's making, is get the ball before it makes its move.
And again, a hitter in struggle needs to let the ball get deep in the strike zone, not getting it out in front of her. Here comes the pitch. Tomasi lays off the high pitch. A very disciplined hitter. Although she is a sophomore, she has the mentality and approach as a veteran ball player.
Yeah.
She will not go after, rarely will go after high pitches.
She's leading the team at batting at 420 right now.
Good swing and a miss at a curveball. Was right over the middle of the plate. Took a good hack at it, but missed it. So now it's 1-1. On deck is Callie Kirkendall. We can get to her. Tomasi is the cleanup hitter. Here comes a pitch swung on. A nice swing and a miss. Just got up over top of it.
Same pitch.
And, folks, we're talking about this Casey Gilbert. She is a quality pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
But she is only a freshman. She's brilliant inside the circle. She's making spotting the ball where she wants it. Swung on and popped up, and that will be out of play. So Tomasi hangs in there with a one-ball, two-strike count.
She's trying to protect the plate because she got herself in a hole now, so she's going to have to battle at the plate.
Have you, and you know, they were a good team last year, but, you know, a team that went from good to great in 1 year? Laid off a low fastball inside Tomasi, so now that evens the count at two balls, two strikes with two outs here in the bottom of the first.
If you talk to a lot of people in Canton, they seem to think that this is Heidi Morgan's team. Because she's only been away 2 years, and this is the team that she coaches in JVs.
Ball gets away. A wild pitch. So Irvin speeds herself down. Big turn at second base. Challenging the catcher, Jaxie Owen.
They're playing a little game of cat and mouse.
So Tomasi has Irvin in better scoring position at second base on the wild pitch. But it also, and more importantly, puts Tomasi in a 3-2 count with two outs. Oh, here's the pitch. Swung on right at bit. And it's over her head. Here comes Irvin. Could be the first run, and there will be no throw. So an error by Peyton Bailey. A high throw got away from her first baseman. So Tomasi reaches on an error on the shortstop. There will be no RBI, but how important is that wild pitch that put her in position with two outs?
It's important. A series of events there that were extremely important, and I said in the pregame, let's see who the pressure's really on.
That, although it was an error, was a quality at bat of Tomasi because she got three good swings. She worked her deep into the count and put it in play. As the first pitch to Callie Kirkendall is fouled back. And that's what you want as a hitter when you talk quality at bats, is if you're swinging at strikes and attacking aggressively and you put the ball in play, some you'll hit softly, some you'll hit hard, and some you'll hit Tomasi-ized.
Yeah.
You know, where she just
Tomasi-ized.
Rockets.
I like that. Tomasi-ized.
Swung on and fouled out of play. We have seen a lot.
Up new names.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to make up new names and play Scrabble with me, I'm going to make up names. But the thing is that we've seen a lot of softball at this field. That may be the hardest hit ball I've ever seen at this field since 2004. Swung on and again out of play, so a quality at bat for Callie Kirkendall as she hangs in there with an 0-2 count, fouls off another pitch. Piska here in the bottom of the first inning scored on a throwing error. Irvin, that might be the thing that will get
Sparker.
Her jump started.
That's
I'm
what I was sitting here thinking. I was sitting here thinking that exact thing, same thing.
It's been a long time since she scored a run, too.
Mm-hmm.
1-0 Piska swung on again out of play.
Timing. She's getting it down. She's getting good hits. It's just a little bit of the time, and her swings are getting closer and closer to where she wants it.
So Callie Kirkendall following Tomasi's quality at bat with a quality at bat of herself, having an excellent QB going right now. Tomasi at first. Here's the pitch, change up, and hangs in there again. Following it and chopping it foul. That's a neat thing to see with these young ladies out there.
It is. And you can see when she turns around, Coach Leatherwood's telling her what she's doing wrong. And, you know, he sees the bat. He tells her what she's doing wrong, and she's a very coachable player. I think she's going to make somebody a good player at the next level. She's very coachable.
Mahala Irvin. We've had a few go. You know, we have Haley Pace down at Western Carolina. We have had several before her. You know, we got Mahala Irvin. Boom, strike three, got the outside part of the plate. So that's all for Piska. They get one as we move to the top of the second. It's Pisgah 1. Brevard Nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast, Bears Softball, is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking.
We do the greening.
Mine, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pond and Pickers, when we do the picking. We'll do the greening. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, welcome back. We got the one run, Chuck, a big run that might be what sparks Mahala Irvin in her batting slump that she's been in. But that might be the fire that gets this team loaded. When she starts batting well, I think, and plays well, the team plays well.
Well, and a good thing that I liked was she let the ball get deep into the strike zone before she attacked it, hit off of her fifth, but she was strong up the middle. When you can tell a kid to stay strong up the middle and have everything going, you know, to center field, hey, the bloopers and the liners will start to fall in. If, you know, she's dropping one down the left field line because she's way out in front, or, you know, she's too far, you know, letting it get in there, and she, you know, opposite way down the line, you know, then she's not really putting a good hack on it. That was a good swing.
Yeah, it was.
So timing now coming back, confidence. All right, it'll be Katie Finnan, Mahala Harbin, and Kayla Bird for the Blue Devils. Swung on and a little pop-up to shortstop Nadi Hudson. She hauls Annie in one pitch, one out here in the second inning for Brevard.
And, you know, when Callie said, told me herself that when the team gets runs, she feels a little more at ease in the circle. So and
I did say Mahala. It is Mahala Harbin, right fielder for Brevard, batting in the seventh hole. Kirkland all ready to go, tries to slap it, called strike right at the knees. Nice placement out of her fastball.
Callie's pitching much better this time than the first time we played them, and I think it's really catching Brevard off guard.
Gets her sign. Here's her pitch. Another fastball on the outside part of the plate as Harbin tried to slap it towards Tomasi's way. Obviously, she hasn't read that scouting book because the nickname beyond Miggy is, middle name is Hoover.
Yeah.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Good umpire, as most of the fans here hear the...
Yeah, I hear the groans in the stands.
They saw that with their hearts rather than their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Irvin had set up way outside, and good call by the umpire. Here's Kirkendall's pitch. A curveball just missed again outside and a little bit low. That will make the count 2-2. These men behind, and women that work the, behind the plate, don't miss much.
Uh-uh. But everybody's human.
Oh, yeah. Here comes the pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. Struck her out. She elevated that pitch and right down the middle. So that's what you want. You want to elevate right down the middle.
It either will pop straight up or ground right it toward the pitcher.
Or she'll swing under it and miss it.
Exactly.
So that's a strikeout. That is the third strikeout in the game for Kirkendall, and that's going to bring up the number 8 hitter, Kayla Bird, the third baseman. She swings and fouls, taps it foul down the first base side.
You know, Callie and Mahala worked all summer long with a private pitching coach, and it is reaping. We are reaping the benefits from that right now.
Bird hitting that 8 hole, playing third, just missed. The next pitch is low and inside for a 1-1 count. Two outs, top of second, Pisgah leads Brevard 1-0 for this Western North Carolina Conference Championship softball game. Winner wins the outright regular season championship. Loser is in second place. Swung on and lifted foul down the first base side and out of play.
She's a little late on the swings. It means Callie's got a lot of movement on the ball. She's not seeing it very well.
Makes that count one ball, two strikes, and two outs. Kirkendall ready. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Her 4K of the game and then the third by looking variety. So 1-2-3 goes Bavard. And that's all for the top of the second. As we move to the bottom of the second, Pisco won, Bavard nothing.
You know, the year we won the state championship, Chuck, I was sitting here thinking about it today. Logan Matthews was pitching the best ball the last 2 weeks of the season, i.e. Callie Kirkendall is pitching the best I've seen her pitch all year long. She's got good control of her ball. She's placing it where she wants to. It's dropping, it's rising, it's falling into the infield. Hardly does it make it to the outfield, and if it does, it's because it wasn't placed in the right position. So, you know, I can't say nothing about this young kid.
Well, it looks like it's going to be Nadia Hudson,
right,
followed by Alex Latrico.
Back to the order that she was when we were winning all those games by big numbers and bats.
And down somewhere in this lineup, possibly due up in this inning, is the slugging sophomore Ashley Penland,
mm-hmm,
who Tuesday hit her second home run of the season. It's always fun to watch these young players have their home run trot.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's different.
Well, just like Major League Baseball, everybody's got a different approach to it. I watched that story on Bryce Harper the other day. That kid's amazing.
Yes, he is.
God,
but you know what? In all my years, being 54 years, I don't know of a person of that young of age that has worked so hard. He may have the greatest work ethic I've ever seen a baseball player. And that, is to me, is big.
It is big. Work ethic is huge. And a lot of kids don't understand that. It's not going to be given to you. You got to earn it.
The last person, baseball player, in the major leagues I've seen with that, a comparable work ethic, but yet doesn't rise past Bryce Harper, was Pete Rose.
I love Pete Rose.
The old Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
First pitch to Nadia Hudson is a strike.
I still think he's getting a shaft. You know, go by what he played.
Well, again, you know.
I know, that's an argument.
I've written that column. Swung on, lifted, down the right field line, over the head, off the glove. That's one, could be two. Hudson's going to turn on the jets. She's going to third. Here's the throw. It's a stand-up triple as the ball starts to get away, but Jada Hemphill's there to back it up. So a leadoff triple for Nadia Hudson here in the bottom of the second inning.
And I see those pearly whites shining through that face, Mac. That was huge for that young lady. She's been struggling also.
So now will be first baseman Alex Latrico. And on deck is Mason McCracken, the designated hitter.
Old CC.
And down in the nine hole is Ashley Penland. So the bottom of the order, just as strong as that, is popped up in the infield. Jackson Owen lost it, and it dropped only about 3 feet from her. She looked back to the screen, and what she should have done was take her face, you know, take her mask off to, and look straight up. Always look straight up.
You know, and that's one thing you see Mahala Irvin do. She throws that thing off, and she's up, got that head straight up.
So I miscue. But not an error in the game, but it is a strike in Latrico. Let's see if we can capitalize on it. Big swing and a miss by Latrico. Swung right over top of a fastball by Casey Gilbert. Bottom and second, Pisco rallying, has a rally going. Runner at third is Nadia Hudson, who tripled to lead off the bottom of the second frame. Here's the 0-2 pitch, just missed on the outside part of the plate. One ball, two strikes.
You know, hitting's like three-throw shooting in basketball. When somebody starts, it's contagious.
Excellent point, Rhonda. So let's see what Latrico can do if she's got the bug from nothing. And she does, a grounder to Peyton Bailey. She checks her back to throw over to first.
Not in time.
Just in time. Got her by a hair.
Serena's over there going, holding her arms out, blowing big breath.
So one out. Nice play by Peyton Bailey, though. A superb play by the junior. shortstop for Brevard, as she came running in, played it around the banana route.
Oh, yeah.
Got it in her glove and looked Hudson back and then threw a strike over to first. That'll bring up Mason McCracken. Pitched knee-high corner inside for a strike. Scoreboard failed to put the strike, put a ball up there, so remember that, Rhonda.
Okay.
It's 0-1.
Now they're clearing it off.
Here comes the pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. 1-0 Pisgah here in the bottom of the second. Nadia Hudson standing at third base after a leadoff triple into the right field corner. Batting in the eight hole is Mason McCracken. She's up against Gilbert, and she pops it up and out of play as it hits several cars. She bounces off one and hits another. As long as it wasn't mine, I'm fine.
Oh, it wasn't yours. So, I don't think you heard it. I might put a yellow paint on it.
One ball, two strike count to McCracken. Ashley Penland on deck. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. McCracken goes down on strike. So now Gilbert gets a little tough out inside the circle, and now she'll have to face the number nine hitter, Ashley Penland, who is coming off of a two-hit game, a home run and a double against Smoky Mountain on Tuesday afternoon. So she is a hot hitter.
Hopefully it's started back the way she was in the first of the year.
Gilbert ready to go. Here's her pitch. High and lays off of it. Excellent choice by Penland. Looking low. Laying off the high pitch. As Gilbert out inside the circles trying to fish to see if she can land Penland and stop this and get herself out of the jam. Called strike right at the knees, right down the middle. Makes the count, one ball, one strike. This inning has started off with Hudson's triple. The trinkle grounded to Bailey, but Hudson held at third. And Mason McCracken struck out. That's where we're at right now. Swung on and fouled back. Late swing out of Penland. So she fouled it into the screen, and that will make the count now at one ball, two strikes with two outs here in the bottom of the second inning.
In pregame, I said the right fielder from Bavard was their weak link.
You did say that.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Left and center field, they can play out
there. Oh, yeah.
Penland ready to go. Here comes Gilbert's pitch. Swung on, lifted up in the infield, called by Peyton Bailey. She hauls it in, so Gilbert gets out of the inning and out of the jam, holding Pisgah to no runs. We'll move to the top of the third. Pisgah 1, Brevard nothing. We'll be back in a moment.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, Exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva. All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Well, back at the ballpark, we're going in top of the third. Still got the 1-0 lead, Chuck. Got a triple on that leadoff bat. We just could not get that run in, and that could come back to hurt us later.
Well, give credit to Casey Gilbert, the freshman pitcher for Brevard, because she just buckled down.
Oh, yeah.
She bared down on the hitter. She got a ground out, a slow roller to short, and then she got a strikeout and a simple pop-up inside the infield to get out of that jam. It'll be 9-1-2 for Brevard here in the top of the third. Kayla Lovett steps in for the Blue Devils. Kirkendall's first pick, knee-high inside corner, called strike.
I'm impressed with Callie right now. She raises her level of game up when she plays against tougher competition.
Men's starting to blow heavier.
A little gust here.
Gusting. Sorry for the wrong word. Trying to make up words as I go for Rhonda.
Well, I'm not playing Scrabble with you if you're going to make them up.
It's not a spindly.
Hey, that's a word, though.
Swung on a weak swing, an odd swing, to be honest about it, puts Lovett in the hole, one ball, two strikes.
It's like she's jumping back and swinging at the same time.
On deck is the dangerous Akwesha Avery. Swung on, lifted, down the first base side and out of play. Do not, with one and two in their order, Akwesha Avery and Peyton Bailey, you do not want runners on.
No.
You want to keep table setters off for those two batters. They can get on, but they, you know, they're not so-called power here. Here comes a pitch, and that's in the dirt. That gets away from everybody and up against the screen. I have no idea what happened there. That pitch skipped right out in front of the plate and just took a shot back to the backstop. Evens the count at 2-2, and here comes the pitch. Swung on and lifted off to the screen, foul, so it's hanging there at 2-2 for Miss Lovett. First time out, she's DHing in the lineup for the pitcher, Casey Gilbert. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, lifted down the third base line, and curving foul by about 3 feet. Right in front of the charging Michaela Tipton.
Well, it wasn't Michaela. I noticed that's Ashley Finland. The change has been made.
Ah.
So I knew that was just because of senior and this being such an important game.
Good eye, Rhonda. That was Ashley Finland.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now 2-2. Here comes the change up, grounded towards Tomasi. Tap foul, just picked up by the third base coach. So now the count still remains at 2-2. Overcast day, no sun.
Yeah, it's a little cool, too.
Pitch swung out and missed. Elevated a fastball, or looked like a little curl, I should say. So one out here as she, Kirkendall, gets Lovett to strike out.
Now, coach is telling Tomasi, she gave Tomasi a little order, and let's see if she comes up a little bit closer on
Akwesha Avery?
Yes. I think that's what she was trying to tell her.
Akwesha, look at my black eye. I don't care. Go ahead. Make my day. Here comes the pitch. She tries to slap it right towards Tomasi. Tomasi just standing there, takes a little step in.
Serena's still giving her some light.
Daring her.
Oh, yeah.
Daring her.
This is where you see good coaching.
So it's an 0-1 count to Akwesha Avery, the fine center fielder from Brevard. She tries a slap, pulls off, called ball, low, 1-1.
And what it is Tomasi is coming, she's staying back before she pitches. Then she comes up as she's pitching. So it gives the batter no time to adjust.
Bailey on deck, here's the pitch. She blazed one down, Tomasi scoops it up, throws a strike over, and it gets through the legs of Presley. Backing it up was the right fielder, Casey Brown. And then now, late, going to second base, was Akwesha Avery. So, don't know who that arrow will be on. I'm going to put an E, because I was screened on it.
Yeah.
It looked like the throw was there in time, and
just a little
Presley low. Didn't really stretch for it, but went down. So I'd have to give the error on the second baseman on that one.
So one out, and you know they're probably going to try another bunt again.
So now Peyton Bailey, who singled her first time up.
Mahala Irvin and Callie had a meeting inside the circle, so they're getting her together, playing together. So we're going to see what they come with.
We'll go with that right now. Official scorebook may be different tomorrow, but the error is charged to the second baseman who did not pick up the ball, wasn't thrown in the dirt. First pitch to Peyton Bailey is a big strike on the inside part of the corner, painted right above her knees. So now it is 0-1 to the slugging right-handed hitter from Bavard. Single to left, her first time up. Aquisha at second. Here comes the pitch. Curveball out in front. Picked up by Kirkendall. She holds it. Threw it and almost in time as she threw behind. Could not get Bailey as it was bunted perfectly out in front of the plate.
That was a good hold.
Oh, wait, they're calling her out because it hit her bat.
They're calling.
And we've got a rhubarb going on here.
Are they calling the first runner out, Bailey out, because it hit her bat as she's running out?
I don't know. We're going to check right here.
Mm-hmm. Ball hit her as she's running. She's out.
So apparently when she bunted it, it bunted it and it hit her bat.
So that means Quisha Avery has to go back to second. And first baseman.
Now, a good umpire, we have a rhubarb, is that you always, the second man in the rhubarb always gets tossed. First base coach coming down.
Oh, yeah.
Narrowly, he's still in the ball game. They're upset. Do not know what it was. All I can figure out is that ball hit the bat outside the box that caused the runner out. So Bailey is out. That'll make for the second out.
And that puts Avery back at second.
And Avery back at second base. So it hit her outside the box, either the bat or herself. Swung on, grounded over to Presley. She scoops that up, and they're out of the inning. As Jesse Owen grounds out, so that's all for Bavard, and this is going to be heated right now. And so we move to the bottom of the third inning, score 1-0 Pisgah.
Well, the folks, I'm sorry, I'm speechless, but I'm trying to watch what's going on the field so I can give you a description. The actual coach from Bavard come off the field. As he's coming off, he was in just on the umpire just continuously, and the umpire just put his hand up like say talk to the ball, and he's kind of warned him. He said that's enough. And once you get a warning like that from an umpire, the next time he starts fussing at him, he's going to throw him out of the game.
Well, I do know this, is that the ball looked like it deadened. All of a sudden it was going out towards Kelly, and it deadened out in front of there.
It hit the runner as she's coming out of the box.
And the home plate umpire, I thought, made a great call.
He called her out. The ball cannot hit the runner. It's just, that is a rule in softball. When you're bunting and you come out of that box, that ball cannot hit any part of your body, the same as if you're running from base to base and a ball hits you. If you're running,
right,
and you're automatically out.
I thought it was a great call. It was a call that, you know, I know Bavard wanted it with their heart, is that her to have first and third with one out. But that ball all of a sudden just died for some reason, and it may have been that. It may not. I did not see it.
And if this game is only a one-run game, that could be a big, huge call right there.
That's the way it goes. That's why they get paid the big bucks to umpire. All right, for Pisgah in the bottom of the third, they'll go to the top of the order. Taylor Gallion, Presley, and Mahala Irvin. 1-2-3 in the bottom of the third inning here from the Diamonds on the River Complex. A capacity crowd. Nice crowd. One of the largest, if not the largest, we've seen
all
season long. Gallion steps in. We're ready to go. First pitch, and she pops it up into the infield. And that's all for...
And that was a good play by Gallion not to run over the catcher, because that would have been runner interference. So, you know, you have to play smart when you're playing ball. You have to watch the ball. You have to be quick to making judgments.
So now Presley up. One pitch, one out. Curveball over the heart of the plate for a strike. 0-1. We were supplied some goodies again from Sheridan's
grandmother.
Grandma
Presley. Mm-hmm. She's going to pull us all.
Fastball, knee high. Good call by the umpire. 0-2. So Presley lets two knee-high fastball, or a knee-high curve and a knee-high fastball go by. She's in a hole 0-2, standing there looking.
And guess who's hollering at her not to worry about it?
Fastball outside. A little screwball to it.
the little senior over there that's already got the spark going, she's on it. She's telling Sheridan, don't worry about it. Just play. Just play.
Here comes a pitch. Swung on, grounded to the first baseman. Scooped up. Nice play by Finnan over at first. Retires Presley unassisted at first.
So you got to keep hitting it to him. That's what Coach Goodwin said. Just keep hitting it. Somebody will make a mistake.
Now it's Mahala Irvin. Let's see if that bloop single to center field sparks her out of her two-month situation. Irvin, a fine hitter. Swung on and lifted. Popped up foul.
Well, that could...
down the line. And that is called in. So the Bears go quietly on five pitches here in the bottom of the third. We move to the top of the fourth. Pisgah 1, Brevard nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Champion Credit Union.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning. Mine, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, buy mining rings. We will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pond and Pickers, when we do the picking, you'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, Chuck, we had an eventful third inning with a controversial call, but Pisgah still holds the lead 1-0 going into the top of the fourth.
Well, I tell you what, this is a big game. Look, you got to let the call go. You can't hold on to it.
No.
The call's been made, and you know, you've said your piece. You got to let it go. What happens is if you let your team see you upset,
yeah,
like it's so dramatic it's going to screw us, they're going to fall down from that.
And I was sitting here thinking the same thing. Your demeanor is going to reflect on the team.
You got to pull a Leland, you know, Jimmy Leland. He'll sit there and have a bad call. It's like no big deal, you know. He's not going to let it go.
I know. Some coaches are just really calm, like Dean Smith. He always just sat in one position all the time. You just, like I'd say, something bad happened. Well, how could you just sit there?
Right. Mackenzie, McNeil, Hemphill, and Finnan. 4-5-6 here in the top of the fourth inning. Pisgah leading Brevard 1-0. Kirkendall pitching a gem.
And she told me after the game Saturday or Tuesday, she was sore at doing back-to-back. She was really tired and sore.
Just missed outside for a ball. McNeil, the second baseman, struck out looking. Kirkendall, five strikeouts through three full frames. Coming here into the fourth, already five Ks. High for a ball, 2-0.
She backed her off the plate a little cheese there, right under the chin.
Right back at Kirkendall. She stabbed at a liner. She throws over for good measure over to first. You know, that's one thing Kirkendall, she plays her position well inside the circle.
Oh, best, I tell you, Greg Maddox was a gold glove pitcher also.
Right.
And she, to me, gold glove pitcher.
So a hot liner right back at the bout belt high, and Kirkendall just stabbed at it to her going to her pitching side or arm side, called that in. So next pitch is a strike to Jada Hemphill, the final left fielder who grounded out to short her last time up,
mm-hmm,
her only time up in this ball game. Kirkendall ready to go. The 0-1 pitch high, and she swings at it above the bill, makes the count 0-2. So she elevated a fastball to see if Hemphill would chase, and she did, and came up empty. So now it's an 0-2 count to the left fielder from Bavard.
Going outside.
Here comes the pitch. Curveball just missed as Hemphill ducked down. I don't think she was ready for the breaking ball.
Nah, I don't either. But it was outside, exactly where Mahala Irvin set up. Callie's pitching exactly what she wants.
Here comes the next pitch, swung on and fouled back. A little curveball by Kirkendall. And again, we have two fine young pitchers. We've seen a lot of youth, young players all season long throughout the mountains. The teams here at Pisgah, Bavard, there's just a lot of youngsters.
Madison,
that are,
you can count them out.
Here comes the pitch, just missed on the outside part of the plate. So it now makes the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Madison played TC last night, beat them 8-3, same score we beat them by, but they had they're setting a national record now in home runs.
Next pitch, just missed inside.
Smiley's giving the umpire a smile because she really wanted that one. That was looked like it was nipping that corner a little bit, but maybe too much in.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Swung on and grounded, foul. Past the first base.
Come on, Nana. Be ready. Play hard now.
Don't need the umpire to squeeze on us. Had a good strike zone for both teams. Made a call, stick with it. You saw it. That's the way it goes. Don't start feeling sorry. Swung on and fouled right off of her as Irvin just reached up, almost a collision as she was bounced up to get it, and Hemphill was moving towards her.
I thought she was fixing to hit her in the head with a bat.
So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Callie Kirkendall inside the circle against Jada Hemphill, the number 5 hitter, who's 0-for-1 in this game. Swung on and missed. Blew the fastball by her. 6 strikeout in the game for Kirkendall as we now move to the number 6 hitter, Katie Finnan, the first baseman, who popped up to shortstop Nadia Hudson, her only time in this ballgame. Here's the pitch. Changeup. Woo!
As the bottom dropped out of that one.
Finnan could have swung twice before the ball got to the plate. I tell you what, Kirkendall has just absolutely just pulled the string
and
on that.
And she's smiling about that pitch.
That was pretty. Another curveball, a little spin to it.
And some more heat to it.
That first ball just died. It just dived down into the, out of the strike zone, in almost in the dirt.
And she's still smiling about it.
Finnan was swinging like where it was at above the knees, and all of a sudden she had to change her swing in mid, and it looked weird. Curveball swung on and missed the same pitch she got her on the first one. So 7 strikeouts, that's all for Bavard. In the fourth inning, we move to the bottom of the fourth. Score remains, Pisgah 1, Bavard nothing.
You know, Serena is doing a heck of a coaching job over there. Every time those kids come off, or young ladies come off the field, she grabs them and she huddles them and she just, smile, clapping, keeping them uplifted. And, they're playing their hearts out. Defense right now is just outstanding. And Callie Kirkendall, what can you say?
Well,
she's pitching the game of her life. And that's what you want in this kind of a championship Thursday.
Absolutely. But we expect this.
I was expecting her to come today with the A game. I thought Callie Kirkendall, when we first met, Bavard didn't pitch very well. And then today, it's just like Bavard's having to see a different pitcher.
Well, we're kind of looking around here.
It
just
is
at the crowd.
Stadium.
It's a beautiful crowd here. It's a good gate for the Black Bears.
Got some Madison fans here, too. I already seen Allie Leach's daddy standing in the stands watching. Because I'm telling you, whichever way we finish, first or second, the second place team will meet Madison in the second round.
Tomasi Kirkendall Hudson, 4-5-6 to start the bottom of the fourth inning for Pisgah. Equally pitching an outstanding game is Casey Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
1 run off of her, but yet that was unearned. That was a run in the first. And that's how we stand now.
We need that championship somewhere besides Franklin.
Well, it will happen today, the winner of this one. It'll either
it
be in Bavard or
home.
Here in Canton, North Carolina.
Well, Canton's home of champions.
Okay. Put it right up next to that home of the state champions. That's ball knee high to Mickey, taken all the way. A one count. I was listening to Charlie Manuel talk about hitters today taking too many pitches and trying to get deep in the count. Miggy is one of those that grounder. Oh, nice stab by Gilbert as she turns and throws. Tomasi stops a sharp single, what would have been a single, going up the middle. So Tomasi got a good hack at that.
Oh, yeah, another one of those hard hits.
And Miggy is one of those that she looks at pitches right away. She's looking at that first pitch. But sometimes if you're not seeing, you got to take a pitch.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't want her thinking that you're going to start swinging at everything, so you change it up.
And she backhanded that ball. It was a great play by the Cassie.
Callie Kirkendall up, fouls the first pitch back into the screen.
Well, last time Callie was up, she had like how many foul balls? Her and Cassie was going at it.
No, I didn't put that down in my book, but she had a good at-bat before taking that called strike three in the outside part of the play. Again, fouled off.
Like to see the rain hold off just long enough to we get this game in.
This is playoff atmosphere.
Oh, it is. Playoff atmosphere. I just love it.
0-2 pitch to Kirkendall. Fouled off again. Tapped to the third base side.
What was the Indianapolis coach said? Playoffs!
Playoffs? Playoffs? We're just trying to win a game. Playoffs?
You see that all the time on ESPN.
Coach Mora.
Yeah, Coach Mora. Yeah.
1-0, bottom four. Favor of Pisgah. Elevated a fastball. Kirkendall just laid off on it. Very disciplined hitter. Kirkendall, sophomore, and Mickey Tomasi, a sophomore, and both of I tell you what, you look through this lineup, and a lot of these young ladies will be on roster next year, too. Swung on, and again, hanging tough, fouled it out of play. So
and
now it's 1-2.
We're missing one of the, probably the best shortstops. Folks, I'm telling you, Brooklyn Allen, when she hits that field, baby.
Well, you said that about basketball, and I said, it's been a long time since I've seen freshmen. I don't really think a lot about freshmen. Grounder over to second base, picked up, thrown over to first in time to retire Kirkendall.
You know, you said
number two.
I said that about her, and people were telling me how good she was, but when I started covering the volleyball, and I seen her play volleyball, and her hit the ball as hard as she does as a freshman, and I'm sitting there going, dude, and she can jump. I'm telling you, athletic.
John Truitt told me that, and he said that, you know, you're going to watch this young girl. Grounder to second base, picked up again, thrown over to first. That's all for Pisgah. When we come back, we'll have the start of the top of the fifth inning. Score, Pisgah 1, Bavard nothing. We'll be back in a moment.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, and Midwest Haywood. Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina. Your knees and hips are special, and if they need to be replaced, there's a special program created just for total joint replacement at Midwest Haywood. A team of exceptional surgeons, nurses, and therapists provide education and therapy just for you, before and after your surgery. At Midwest Haywood, your total joint replacement is not just a surgery, it's a relationship. Connect with the Midwest Haywood Joint Replacement Program to see if joint replacement is right for you. Call 452-8775 for more information.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, back at the ballpark, Chuck. Two more innings left. Top of the fifth. Still 1-0. We're hanging on to that one lead that Mahala Irving got in the very first inning.
Very good game going on so far. And as Rhonda alluded to, that one run off of an error, throwing error by Peyton Bailey, is that's how it's that run has stood so far.
Nerves in that first inning.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
So we move to the top of the fifth. It'll be 7-8-9 for the Blue Devils, Harbin, Bird, and Lovett. Harbin struck out looking her last time out. Actually, she struck out swinging, tried to slap at it, went over top of it. So the first pitch to her is low and away for a ball. High for a ball two.
You know, looking forward, if we can get down through these first three and get them out, and even if we hit the top of the order with Avery, then the next inning we get the middle of the order. If we get through it in the seventh, would be much better.
Oh, it's important to go two, three here because you do not want to go with runners on base with Avery and Peyton Bailey. I'm telling you, that's where you can get messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So 3-0 as the next pitch was low and away. Kirkendall suddenly, that one inning that we worry about her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, she's been nowhere near the strike zone. Called strike. Right down the middle of the plate. Belt tie. Makes the count 3-1. On deck is Bird. She struck out looking. 7 strikeouts for the sophomore pitcher from Pisgah, Kelly Kirkendall. Called strike. Got right down the middle as Harbin tried to slap and just pulled off. May have lost a look on it. Sometimes you just miss that ball. You know, you don't see it all the way in, you know, through the hitting zone.
Yeah.
Swung out and fouled back against the screen.
Now she's got to protect with the count full.
Now she's had a steady diet of middle out. Boy, you could put one right on the fastball on the inside part of the plate
and
freeze her up.
She's the one right there now.
Again, she had to slap and pull her hands through and foul that back.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea by the battery for Pisgah. Kirkendall not giving similar looks. She's trying to hit dots around that strike zone.
It'd be interesting. Go in or out? I'll tell you right real quick. Out.
Here's the pitch. Popped up and out of play. So we're ready to go. Top of 5, 3-2 count on Miss Harbin. Here comes the pitch. Cold strike 3 just painted the corner and a fastball knee high. So a 8th strikeout for Kelly Kirkendall. Second for Harbin.
That's a beautiful pitch. Absolutely beautiful.
And 4th, looking. So half her strikeouts have been looking. It'll be Caleb Bird now.
It's unusual this time of the year, May, to see the players playing with warm-up jackets on. I'm sorry.
It's been an odd spring, to say the least. Wind dying down, 59.7 degrees, according to Tim at the studio. Swung on and misses Bird.
And no rain in the radar, thank the Lord.
No rain in the radar, so that's good. Just overcast and a little cool.
Big, huge crowd here.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Curveball, and that's slapped, fouled, past the first base. So now, Kirkendall has Bird in a hole at 0-2. On deck is the number 9 hitter, Kayla Lovett, the designated hitter. Swung on, lifted, high. Taylor Gallion camps underneath that and calls that, and she gets it as everybody pulls off. That was a nice hack by Bird.
Did you see the defense? Casey Brown went behind Taylor, Sheridan Presley in front of her. So if she dropped it, somebody was there to pick it up.
Excellent point, Rhonda. games are important. You got to have people, you know, you don't want people standing around, you know, they didn't pay the price of admission to get in there, you know, so they need to run around and earn their spot. Oh, beautiful curveball to start Kayla Lovett, the number nine hitter, and just drop that off the corner. So now it's an 0-1 count, two outs here in the top of the fifth. Looking ahead to the bottom of the fifth, it'll be Latrico, McCracken, and Penland, 7-8-9. As Lovett fouls it back into the screen, and suddenly Kirkendall has the number nine hitter in an 0-2 hole. Kirkendall gets her sign. Here comes her pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate, so it makes the count 1-2. Kirkendall went outside just to see if she'd go after it. Home plate umpire said, no, bring it back in. If you know, I'll give it to you on the corner. Not out there. Ball in the dirt, 2-2. I like the fine job the man behind the plate is doing.
He's being consistent. But I've noticed when our players, when a Cali gets ready to pitch, every one of them get down and crouch. They're ready. Impressive.
Here comes the pitch. Swung on, elevated high to left field. Penland camps underneath it. Hauls it in that can of corn. That's all for Bavard as they go down in order in the top of the fifth. We move to the middle of the fifth. Score remains 1-0, Piskun.
And I go back to what I said earlier in the game. Defense wins championships, and if this score holds to what it is, it will be totally defense and pitching. And, oh, by the way, while you're sitting there figuring up your scorecard, May 18th, folks, next week's going to be huge. We're getting ready for the alumni game.
Hostilities are boiling over right now with that alumni game over at Weatherby.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be big.
Alumni game on the 11th at 6 o'clock, a big, huge game there. Then that next Saturday, the playoff softball starts that week. We'll have two softball games if we win. And then that Saturday, we've got the big fundraiser for Pisgah, the drawdown. Nearly all the tickets are sold, folks. You gotta, if you need one, call the school, get a hold of a coach. Somebody's got some. They're about down to their last 10 to 15 tickets. So big, big fundraiser for these kids, and they need it.
Rhonda, is there a possibility looking ahead, as you know, the playoff bracket, possibly if we continue to win by the drawdown, May 18th, will we have played Madison, or is it really going to be Madison on a Tuesday, and the Tuesday after the drawdown?
It will be Madison on a Tuesday after the drawdown.
Oh. Well, no, then, if they're going to get to play the Patriots from Madison County.
We'll know by that day,
who went to the state championship last year.
But we've got to make it to there, and we've got to win this year, and we've got to do well in our conference tournament.
Batting for Alex Latrico will be Casey Alexander.
Kelsey,
I'm sorry.
We got a Kelsey and a Casey and a Mahala and a Michaela.
Don't start with me. I have a hard enough time as it is. So Kelsey Alexander, here's the pitch by Gilbert. Fastball, outside corner. Wow. Boy, I'll tell you what, the more this freshman pitches, the more I'm impressed with her.
Oh, yeah. I knew she was going to be the real deal today.
We need to get a couple of those Auburn people to recruit her over here to Piskun. They seem to find the cash. Swung on off the hands. So Alexander in the hole at 0-2. You put her and?
Callie. You can do a rotation.
Holy smokes.
We have our own pitching rotation.
Here comes the pitch, swung on, fouled back. So Alexander hanging tough with an 0-2 count.
Speaking of which, I seen today where the North Carolina High School Association passed a new rule about players transferring. Did you read that?
No. What is the rule?
You cannot transfer unless you have a bona fide move now. Bona fide.
Swung on and popped up in the infield. In comes the first base, and they let the ball drop, and it hits foul and then rolls back to the screen, so it wasn't touched. So Alexander will have to return to the box. Well, bona fide is a reason wanting to play for Piskun, a bona fide reason?
Oh, yeah, we can move here.
That's a bona fide reason,
isn't
it?
Oh, yeah, move. But what they're saying is there's so many kids transferring from school to school in counties. because of
football. Well, it hasn't happened up here. There's called strike three, fastball inside. She kept going away and brought the heater inside and caught, froze Alexander for out number one here in the bottom of the fifth.
Well, mainly they're talking about Asheville. I know for a fact in Buncombe County, they go from school to school to school. I know one kid went from TC to AC, now he's back to TC. Now, that's ridiculous.
Macy McCracken up, struck out her last time up, only time in the game. Games like this, you might get two at-bats, and that's it.
I'm about ready to buy that guy's Carolina sweatshirt.
Called strike, knee high, inside corner.
Oh. Ooh. I think Walt turned his back on that one. He
home crowd saw that one with their heart. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, grounded over to third baseman. She picks it up and lobs it over to first. That was Kayla Bird. Took her time. She retires Mason McCracken for out number two, and we now go to Ashley Penland, the number nine hitter. Popped up to Parker, or Peyton Bailey, excuse me. Her first time out. 0 for 1 for Penland, only a sophomore. Two home runs on the season. Ground run off her foot. Well, that hurt.
Oh, yeah. She's doing a little flexing and stepping.
She hit that, and when it went down, it hit off her foot and just shot right over to Casey Gilbert at inside the circle.
That's a tough kid right there. That umpire's just making sure she's okay. But.
And that's a good job out of the home plate umpire. Mm-hmm. Taking your time. Doesn't want a player to get in the box if she's not ready.
No.
Penland's ready, and she steps in with two outs and a 0-1 count on her. Bottom of fifth, 1-0 Pisgah in this battle for the championship. Called strike, got that inside corner. Boy, that she elevated that to above the knees, about thigh high. I love the way this young lady pitching for Bavard. She spots well.
She does.
Wherever she was, you know, whoever taught her well.
Mm-hmm.
She's ready to go. 0-2 count, here comes. Swung on, popped up, lifted, left field, out of play. Ooh. And, oh, Jada Hemphill right at the fence, let it drop. She was a little collision to the, pulled up and collided with the fence and the crowd down there.
I was hoping she would pull up because she was running hard and she'd hit that fence at her speed. She could have hurt herself bad. You know, many times Ashley's got behind in the count and come back with a big hit.
So Gilbert ready to go. 0-2 count. Here comes. Outside. Barely. Well, actually, it was a little farther than what I thought initially. Penland just let it go. Waste pitch out of Gilbert. So now it's 1-2. Gilbert ready to go. Coming inside, swung on, grounded to the second baseman. She scoops that up over to first, and that's all for the Black Bears. They go out 1-2-3. We'll go to the top of the sixth. Pisgah 1, Bavard nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by BLM Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, diamond rings. We will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pawn and Picker, when we do the picking. You'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, back here at the stadium, we got a great game going on here, Chuck. It's still 1-0. We were just talking about, when we was off the air, a big pitching duel going on between Gilbert and Kirkendall.
Well, Kirkendall's retired 8 straight batters. Gilbert has retired 12 straight Piscop batters. So this is has turned into the Kirkendall versus Gilbert game. A fine pitching duel. Both have given up 2 hits, and both teams have made 1 error.
And the error cost Brevard really big.
But Ronnie, you were talking about this is the big inning. If we can get out of this, as Brevard goes to the top of the order, 1-2-3, and we're going to see Avery, Bailey, and Owen, the top 3 hitters for Brevard. If we can get out of here and not give them a run, I'd rather not see them in the 7th.
Exactly. Mostly the speed of Avery and the hitting power of Owen.
Let's see how they play it here. Aquisha Avery steps into the box, ready to go, and so is Kirkendall. Here comes the first pitch of the inning. Slap long. Pendleton gives chase, and just out of her reach.
Man, she was on her horse. She was going after it.
She pulled up prematurely to the warning track. At first, she thought that she didn't have, she was coming onto the fence, but and when she pulled up, that slowed her down to track that ball. She was on track to it.
Oh, yeah.
Landed comfortably onto the grass. So it's 0-1 count. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on, lifted high, deep. And that's going to be up against the wall. Here goes Avery. She's going to stand up to second base. And so Avery, who demonstrates the fact that she can go long. We haven't seen that in a long time.
And see, caught Casey off guard because Casey was playing up because she's tried to bunt her way off for the last 3 times she's been at bat.
Now to bring up Peyton Bailey with the score, 1-0, and Avery is on second to lead off the top of the 6th.
The Brevard fans are excited, but Callie Kirkendall's been in this position all year long. Bases loaded, no outs, and worked to magic.
Here comes the pitch to Bailey, and she swings at the first pitch and fouls it straight back into the screen. A little wrinkle, looked like it was one of those humpback curveballs. Started up and was coming back down, but breaking away. 0-1 count now. Boy, if we could get her out.
Oh, yeah. Be huge.
These two back-to-back, they're a pain. Curveball out in front. Kirkendall gets it. Throws over to Presley in time.
That and moves her under to third.
So, 1 out. Bailey tried to bunt her, and she does. So, Aquisha's at third. So, that would be a sack bunt. Official scorekeeper would have to judge if she was trying to bunt for a hit or bunt for a sacrifice. In that position, I have to believe she has to bunt for a sacrifice. So, now a runner at third with 1 out, and Jaxie Owen, who struck out and grounded over to second base. Infield playing in. Here's the pitch, and that is up to Presley. She hauls that in. Nice play by Presley, who turned around and caught it over her shoulder as it looked like it was starting to go out over her head on the drawn-in infield. So big out for Kirkendall. She gets Jaxie Owen to pop up to second base. That's 2 outs, and Aquisha's at
third. Second time she's been at third.
Wow. That'll bring up the number 4 hitter, second baseman Mackenzie McNew, struck out and lined back to Kirkendall. Curveball over to Nottie Hudson, picks it up, throw it to first, dive of the inning!
Oh, man.
So, again, Aquisha Avery starts things off, and she's stranded at third base, so that's all for Brevard in the top of the 6th. As we move to the bottom half of the inning, it's 1-0 Piscop.
Man, that was huge, Chuck. I mean, I'm telling you, huge. But see, I said it right before that. Mm-hmm. Callie Kirkendall's been in that position. It don't faze her. She throws them low, gets the grounders. And then Sheridan Presley, she was going up to play for the bunt, and then she had to backpedal to catch that catch. Oh, mercy. That was a big, huge out.
And as you alluded to, Rhonda, is that before we started this inning, is that we're here in the bottom of the 6th. We go to the top of our order.
So it was the top of both orders, and this is, it's like Serena says, we got the big hitters out of the way. So now we've got to come up and at least give us another run. I feel more comfortable with two than I do one.
Right.
So she's over there pumping her team up. Let's get on base. Let's get us a run. Let's play a little small ball if we have to. And that's the big difference between this year's team and last year's team. We had the thumpers last year. They hit all the home runs. This year's team seems to know how to get a run when they need one. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
The small ball.
I feel you.
And sometimes that's what you got to play. It's just like in basketball where you get a foul when you're driving to the basket. No time. And you go that line. You know, you got to make the shots. Even if it's just one to win the game. So, great game here. You couldn't ask for anything more on a championship, for a championship game.
Galleon, Presley, Irvin, 1-2-3 in the order. To lead it off to face the talented freshman Casey Gilbert here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Black Bears leading the Blue Devils 1-0.
And both these young ladies on both sides are playing their hearts out.
Galleon 0-2 in the game. Fly out to center and a pop-up to the pitcher. Lays down a bunt. Punts it foul over to Walt Leatherwood in the third base box. And Kayla Bird just all smiles when she got the ball from Walt. Both teams wanting this one badly, but both have a lot of respect for each other. 0-1 pitch comes. Galleon does it again. Bunts, but hits her in the box. It's 0-2. Two pitch coming. Swung on, lifted. Left field. Curving foul. Jada Hempfield gave bid for it. She was chasing that into the corner. That hit off the base of the wall.
Galleon's got some power. She's got quick hands at three.
Well, I've seen everything because I never thought. We, for 3 years, this is our third year seeing Jada Aquisha Avery, and she kept slapping and bunting and all that stuff. And that's the first time she went oppo one time, and then the next pitch she went over the head of the right fielder off the base of the wall. I thought, where's that power come from? As the next pitch is low in the dirt. Hey, you know what? If you put a good swing on it, the power's generated from the pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't overswing. Just put a good swing on it and use your hands. Swung on and fouled back.
That's what Galleon's got. She's got quick hands. It's just like Micah James. She had really quick hands. Her and
they hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah, her and Caitlin Anna.
And the fact is if you think you got to generate the power as a hitter, you tighten up and you're using big muscles. Here comes the pitch. Changeup, grounder over to Peyton Bailey at short. She comes up throwing to first. That's in time to get the bite. Galleon just made it close.
She did.
She was hustling down that line, Rhonda.
Well, we have our speed, and they have theirs.
Now it'll be left-hand hitting Sheridan Presley, a junior. Popped up to shortstop and grounded out to third unassisted. She's 0-2.
Mm-hmm.
Swung on line right at Bailey. Holy smoke, she scorched it to the shortstop. Slightly above the head is a little, skipping jump by Bailey to get it. And so a line out to short for Presley is out number two here in the bottom of the six, and that'll bring up Mahala Irvin.
Wouldn't it be good if she just hit one over the fence?
No, I don't want that right now. I'd like one, just a liner right back up the middle for a hit. That'll get her going.
Well, you got Tomasi on deck. So.
I got Mickey on there swinging a hot bat. Ball low. No, I'm serious. We want that four, but that's not the best thing for her right now. You want to keep telling her quality at bat. Hit it up the middle. Hit it up the middle. Stay strong through the middle, and you get your swing back and timing back, and you'll start hitting hot. Pitch inside for a strike. So it's one ball, one strike. Miggy Tomasi, as Rhonda alluded, is on deck.
Mm-hmm.
Irvin 1-2 in this game. A single in the first. Took second on a wild pitch and then scored on an error, a throwing error by Peyton Bailey. Swung on, nice swing, followed it back.
A little early on the swing.
And that's what happens. Your timing is affected
when you go in.
You know, when you're trying to pull and muscle up on things. You just want to try and let it get in on your hands and throw the bat barrel down on it and just stroke it. Mm-hmm. Let her supply the power and you hit, you know, rockets right up the middle.
Ooh.
Just missed inside, caught her, but, you know, just called the ball, so it evens the count at 2-2. Home plate umpire going to wipe off the plate with his brush.
Well, that's what he calls the balls and strikes by, is right. The plate. And if you can't see it, you can't call him. He's a good umpire. So.
Bottom of three at Tuscola. Franklin 13, Tuscola nothing.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, but the Mountaineers beat East Henderson Tuesday for their first conference win. Swung on, lifted high. Deep. Up against the wall is Aquisha. She hauls that in. Right at the warning track as Irvin gave a bid. That's all for the Black Bears as we go to the top of the seventh inning with the Pisgah leading 1-0. We'll be back in a moment.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, Exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva. All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, back here at the ballpark, we're in the top of the seventh. This is it, Chuck. If we hold them here, we win the conference championship.
Well, that's true. And here to start the top of the seventh will be 5-6-7. Looking over my scorecard, 4 of the 8 strikeouts are in these three batters right here. So not a lot of contact out of the 5-6-7 hitters for Brevard. This spell, you know, that's
wouldn't be surprised if
right
Jada leading off Hempel, if her coach had her pulled down talking to her, if he doesn't try to get her to bunt on. Because she's got a lot of speed too, so.
I'm more, but she's batting from the left, you know, from the right hand box. I'm more worried about that little Aquisha Avery from the left hand, because, I mean, she bumps it as strong as Tomasi's arm is. She's down there.
Oh, I know.
She's flying down there.
I mean, because Tomasi's been playing good position. And last time she bumped, she nearly had her. It was a close call. But.
Well, Hemphill, Fennin, Harbin. Hemphill steps in. We're ready to start the top of the seventh. 1-0 Pisgah. 3 outs, and they can claim the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference regular season championship. Hemphill 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Swung on off the hands and falls foul on the first base side.
I tell you, Mahala Urban, she had to put on the brakes.
Temperature has dropped down to 56 degrees here in Canton, North Carolina. Game time first pitch was 61.9 degrees, according to Tim back at the studio.
And he's our weather prognosticator. I mean, our meteorologist with the accurate, up-to-date temperatures.
Kirkendall's next pitch swung on and missed. Elevated a fastball around the bill of the helmet. And Hemphill went after it. Now she's got the left fielder from Brevard deep in a hole at 0-2 here in the top of the seventh. Getting the first batter out is so important. Pitch swung on and fouled back.
Oh.
Hemphill chased again and got a piece of it and fouled it back into the screen.
And it come down and hit the umpire in the shoulder. Good thing
he
wears it.
Do you know what it's time for? It's time for that change-up curveball that goes down and away.
Like
she's chased two balls up. That ball starts up and comes down. It's time for that pitch right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Fastball. Home fans seeing that with their heart rather than the eyes.
Oh, they want that championship bad.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. It was outside.
You know these Pisgah fans, they like winning.
Yeah, they want a 6-foot wide plate up there. Here comes a pitch.
Swing on and miss. Struck her out. Above the bill, she chased.
She'd already chased two, so Callie says, I'm going to give you something down low, and then I'm going to give you something up high again.
So, ninth strikeout of the game for Kirkendall. And now I'll bring up Katie Finnan, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout. She was the seventh strikeout victim in the fourth inning. Swung on, grounded to Tomasi off the glove. And she had to reach for it, so that will be a single for Finnan, and Brevard will not go away.
No.
And that'll bring up Michaela Harbin. A sharp grounder, glove side. Tomasi reached, took a step and reached out, but it went off the heel of her glove.
Michaela Harbin's batting 370.
But she's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. I like that. She struggled today. Got to bear down to get her.
Mm-hmm.
So a runner on first.
And we've got a
pitch runner, and I didn't see the number.
Well, she's got a warm-up jacket on, so folks, we won't be able to tell you what her name is.
See, let me see if I got on the thing. Kirshen Landreth, Hannah Sexton. I can't tell.
No,
didn't see her. We have a pitch runner, didn't get the number. All right, so it's Miss Harbin, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts in the game. One out and runner on first. Top of seven. Pisgah leads 1-0. Comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. A weak swing. On deck is the number 8 hitter, Kayla Bird, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Kirkendall ready. Wind starting to pick up. Here comes the pitch. Curveball, foul back. Just got a piece of it. So now she's got Harbin in a hole 0-2. Championship for the 2013 season rides on the winner of this ball game. It will either land in Brevard, or if this score stands, it will stay here in Canton. Just missed on the outside part of the plate for ball one.
Is it be on one side of Cold Mountain or on the other?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good one, Amanda.
Won't be far away as a bird flies.
Saw a red bird this morning. Good omen. Here comes the pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Kirkendall just picking away at that outside part, but home plate umpire, just, you know, you got to get it in that strike zone. It was knee high, but it was a tad bit outside. Now makes the count at 2-2. Kirkendall ready. Here comes the pitch. Grounder down and tapped foul on the first base side.
Kelly had shook Mahala off, and that's the first time I've seen that in this game.
Kirkendall with 9 strikeouts in the game, looking for number 10 here. Good pitch right here. That would be a swing and miss type hitter. Here comes the pitch. Just missed outside again. 3-2. Sometimes you can be your own worst enemy and try to be too fine out there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to know what you're facing. You got a kidder that struck out twice. Go at her. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, lifted, foul. Nice hack. Well, she pulled on that and drilled it, but out of play. Had her at 0-2 and trying to be too fine. And now you got her at 3-2 with a runner on first. The runner on first represents the tying run. Harbin at the plate represents the go-ahead run. Here comes the pitch. Strike 3, struck her out for the third time, and strikeout number 10 for Kelly Kirkendall. 2 outs, and that's going to bring up the number 8 hitter, Kayla Bird.
Let your defense work for you, Kelly. That's all you got to do. 1 out, and it's yours.
1 out away from Western North Carolina Athletic Championship. Regular season champions. Mm-hmm. It's been a 4-year period where it's been in Franklin.
And now it will be possibly with Pisgah if we can get her out. First pitch is right at knee high and down the middle for a strike. So Bird, who has struck out once, she was the fourth strikeout victim for Kirkendall, the second inning.
And I do not think she's any kin to me.
And she popped up to center field. Here comes the next pitch. Up to center field. Could be in the gap. Galleon on the chase. She got it! A warning grab at the warning track, and Pisgah has just won the Western North Carolina Athletic Championship, beating Brevard 1-0.
Wow. What a grab by that senior. What a grab. I'm telling you, she was running hard. The whole team's out there. She's being mugged. She's small, so she's being...
So the trophy for the regular season championship, finally, after a four-year hiatus, has found its way home to Canton, North Carolina, as the Black Bears defeat the Blue Devils in a wonderful game played by both teams, 1-0. And a tremendous way to end that ball game, Rhonda, on Taylor Gallion's splendid play out in center field, running to the wall in the gap and reached out at the warning track and hauled it in.
She had to reach over her. She had to backhand it because she is a right-hand glover. She had to reach over her shoulder to backhand it. And I was really worried that that was going to drop.
Well, we'll be back, folks. Let her catch her breath. And the girls are celebrating. A lot of hugs and mugging each other. And a dejected team out in right field is Brevard Blue Devils. We'll be back after these messages for our post-game show.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford. B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
It's a final. The Black Bears bring home the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference regular season conference championship to Canton. Like I said, it'd either be on one side of Cold Mountain or on the other, so I'm glad it's on this side, I'm telling you.
Well, that was a great game, Rhonda, because it was a pitching duel, and all it is one run on a throwing error in the first inning that Mahala Irvin scored on, and it was off the bat of Miggy Tomasi. It's just the way the game's played. You can't make mistakes like that.
That's the way you want a championship game to end, like this right here.
Well, and I think it's just a fitting ending was the way it ended this game, is on a tremendous running defensive gem by Taylor Gallion out in right center field up against the wall on a dead run. But it's a final here from the Diamonds on the River complex as the Pisgah Black Bears defeat the Brevard Blue Devils 1-0 and win their first Western North Carolina Athletic Conference championship for the regular season in four seasons. And that's a monkey off those girls' back.
Oh, I'm telling you. And they really strived hard this year for this. And, they had goals set at the beginning of the year. And one of the goals, they said, was to win the regular season conference championship. They thought they had a good shot this year, it was going to take a lot of defense. And Serena told me at the beginning of the year, she thought that she had the best defense out here. And we're going to get Serena Goodwin first, and then we got the player of the game second to interview. So we're getting Serena set up here. Coach Goodwin, that's a huge, huge victory for you girls. 1-0, that error, throwing error in that first inning where Mahala Irvin come around the score ended up being the winning run. But you couldn't ask for a better championship game.
That's obvious. I mean, you know, we came out here today expecting to put our best effort forth, and it took that in order to beat this team because they definitely are playing a good game right now.
You said earlier in the season when we first did this that you thought you had the best defensive team that you've had in a while, and you said that the defense was probably going to help y'all this year, and it really paid off today.
Right. You know, we knew we were coming out here with a different look on the pitch and rubber, and with Callie just, you know, her first year on varsity, so we wanted to help her make that a little easier for her and take some pressure off. And I think, you know, she works hard. She's gotten so much better, but as far as our defense, she knows she can count on them, which makes it easier for her to step in there and throw from that circle without any hesitation.
And she didn't seem to get rattled. I know this being a big game, she's a sophomore. It puts a lot of pressure on her. But Cassie Gilbert in the circle, also a freshman, she had a lot of pressure. I said before the game's nerves and who makes the least mistakes is going to win this game, and it seemed like it came to fruition today.
Yeah, you know, we both made a couple of errors, and fortunately for us, it didn't pay off for them. We just made ours at a better time than they did.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your girls. Big. How long has it been since Bisbee won a conference championship?
We think maybe 5 years. We're not 100% certain.
We know it's been in Franklin four.
Right. We believe Chelsea Stanfield seemed to dominate there for a bit. But we're glad it's back here in Canton.
Yeah, it's another championship banner to, or plaque to hang up there. But folks, if you wasn't here, you missed a great game. We'll be back Saturday on the air, first round of the conference tournament here in Canton. Against
East Henderson or Tuscola, depending on the outcome on the other end.
Outcome on that game, you heard it here, game time?
Hopefully two, but possibly three, depending on some SAT issues we're trying to iron
out. Okay, you heard it from Coach, 2-3. We'll try to let you know on the radio. If I find out, Coach will let me know as soon as I can so we can air it on the radio so you'll know, and we'll be pregame 15 minutes before the game.
We know in the morning for sure.
We'll know in the morning for sure. So you heard it from Coach Goodwin right here. We're going to have our player of the game. Well, she hadn't come yet.
Who is that?
Taylor Galyon.
She was, I told her.
We're still looking for her, folks. Everybody, it's senior day, and everybody's hugging everybody. It was a big, big win for Kent, like you heard it from Coach. It's the first time in 5 years that Pisgah has won the Western North Carolina regular season conference championship. Fitting way for Mahala Irvin, senior. I mean, she's going out now with a championship. So that's huge for her. And you love to see these seniors go out. Taylor Galyon, Casey Brown, all of them will now know that they've got a conference championship. And here we got Taylor Galyon running around here. Let's see if we can get her set up on the headsets. Okay, Taylor, can you hear me? All right. That last out, you were running to the wall, and we didn't know for sure if you were going to make it. Did you know you was going to make it?
I wasn't sure.
So you just put on your jets and you was going. You had to overhand it. When you caught it and you turned around, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
I can't believe I just caught it.
Well, at least you're honest about it. But what does it feel as a senior now? You've got a state championship ring. We've eluded the conference championship, but now as a senior, you get that elusive conference championship. Tell me how it feels to go out that way.
It just, I guess, rounds up a good 4 years at Pisgah High School in softball.
So you enjoy, you think that's a turning point for y'all now going into the playoffs?
I think it is, because we started hitting again, so...
And your bat's been especially hot lately in getting on base. So, congratulations, champion. Two-time now, because you got the conference along with the state.
Thank you.
Congratulations, and we're happy for you, the team.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break right now and go to our sponsors and pay the bills. And we'll be back with a little bit more of our post-game show as we celebrate the championship in Canton, North Carolina.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, we do the grinning. Mine, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, we'll do the grinning.
1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now. You hear?
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Well, back here in Canton, where we're still celebrating the championship here, Chuck, and a lot of people are just milling around, hugging, and just celebrating. And then it's a big day for Pisgah, and it's just like Taylor Galyon said, it's a big win for the seniors, especially getting that elusive conference championship finally.
Well, and they haven't, you know, in their 4 years, this is, you know, they've been shut out of the conference championship from the, you know, their freshman on through their junior year. And it's nice that, you know, you're going out in your final year, that you got a ring, you got a championship. You won the conference crown, and it, you know, but it was a very good win against great pitcher, against a great team.
Great team.
And you know, just but it, I was more impressed with two things, actually three things. One is that I love the approach. It's a better approach out of Mahala Irvin. Okay, maybe that might turn the tide for her, because she's really struggling at the plate offensively. And I love the approach she had. She kind of cut back on her, you know, swing and muscling up on it, trying to hit the home runs. And I loved her trying to stay strong in the middle. I was impressed with that. I was impressed with the pitching of Callie Kirkendall. Both pitchers, obviously, Callie Kirkendall, who had finished with 10 strikeouts. And I don't know if that's a career varsity high. I don't remember her having 10 strikeouts all season long. So I think that's a season high for her. So she brought her A game. And she really bought her A game. And twice with Aquisha Avery at third base, she got herself out of a jam and she kept the shutout alive. Impressed with that. And the final thing was the overall defense. It was like the A-plus game of the whole defense came ready to play.
It's just like Coach Goodwin, I asked her about the defense, and she said, oh, definitely. She said, we did make a mistake, but our mistake did not cost us a run. Ours came at a good time. Theirs came at a bad time, and that was the big difference in the whole game. And that was the difference. And I said in the pregame show, the team that showed the least nerves, that got the pressure didn't get to, and laid the less mistakes would be the winner. And that's basically what happened today.
Well, you run this postgame show. She's had the coach. She had one of the stars, defensive stars of the game. But all we know is that trophy, the conference championship trophy, will stay here in Canton, North Carolina after 4 long years. It's a final from the Diamonds on the River complex here in Canton, North Carolina, ladies and gentlemen. The Pisgah Black Bears 1, Bavard Blue Devils 0. Enough said. We'll see you. We'll be on the air, we believe, Saturday. There'll
not
be a meet.
We're not sure about the time. That's what Coach said.
But there'll be a meeting Friday, and will be the beginning of the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference tournament, softball tournament. And we've been in that for,
the state playoffs start May 10th, the following Friday.
Very good. So there's the schedule. We'll be on the air here on WPTL 920 AM. And also on WPTLradio.net if you're listening by iPhone or laptop or whatever. We appreciate you tuning in for this ball game. It was an exciting game. Great pitchers duo. Pisgah 1, Brevard nothing. Until next time, I'm Chuck Fevenus with Rhonda Berg. We thank you for listening. So long, folks.